I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report, a big change for the Springfield Mass Transit District and the village of Chatham trying again to improve water quality. We'll talk about that and more coming up. I'm joined by Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the SJR. Tim, we'll start with the Springfield Mass Transit District. An off-street terminal is in the works. Tell us about that.
Well, it's something they've been talking about for more than 25 years now, since the current passenger transfer station located at 5th and Capitol there downtown. Now, anyone who goes through there knows during particularly the morning commute or evening commute, the intersection is very congested with buses. There are safety concerns with passengers going from one side of the street to other to catch the buses. Well, now Springfield Mass Transit District has plans to build an off-street terminal, and this would be at 9th and Adams Streets. It's the old Greco Sales Service building. It's just a little bit north there of the county complex.
Tell me how this would work, especially for those people who work in the heart of downtown.
Everything will move over to that 9th Street location. Now, the advantage of that being, of course, the boarding and departing will take place off the street rather than having passengers coming out into the street. So generally, downtown businesses will be glad to see this happen, and certainly some of the workers, residents downtown will not mind avoiding that congestion. This move's supposed to be completed in the summer of 2017, and this is a pretty simple project as these things go. They will simply tear down the existing buildings there and then pave it for a parking lot. So there's not a lot of new construction that's going to take place. The main idea here is just to get the buses off the street.
The village of Chatham, we've talked before about water issues in the village, especially since a new water plant went online a few years ago. Still have not been able to get everybody satisfied there, and now the village is undertaking a flushing of water mains. What is the point of that? What's it supposed to do?
Well, they're a couple of weeks into this now, and there's more than 130 miles of water mains and water service lines that they're basically using high-pressure water to try to clear out any sediment. So what we do, we talk to some other communities that have done this kind of program to see what the results are. One that stood out was Madison, Wisconsin. They do this every year, and they also did this as a result of complaints about the taste of the water, quality, even the safety of the water. And they say those have significantly cut those kinds of complaints. Now, not every community could afford to do this, but something they have mentioned in Chatham is they may look at a more systematic way of clearing out those pipelines. Now, once this is completed, will it resolve all the issues? I doubt that very much. There are still some concerns among some residents that the real problem here to begin with was the water plant and the quality of the water itself.
Finally this week, Obed and Isaac's, which is in Springfield, now opening a Peoria location, and it's in a former church.
Well, this is also Karen and Court Kahn, who opened Obed and Isaac's here in Springfield in early 2012 in the former Meisenbacher House near the Lincoln Home historic site there. They've restored a church in downtown Peoria that was constructed in 1889 and opened their second location in September. Governor Rauner, by the way, was there for the ribbon cutting. So they've mentioned they may be adding these as demand allows, but certainly they have that second one up and running now, and the one in Springfield's proven to be quite popular as well.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.